Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Valerie Parker. I'm a businesswoman, author, and speaker. My first book, From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt, talks about my life experiences and how I came from an abusive relationship into what I'm doing now. The second book, Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future, which means we simply have to forgive where we've been in order to free where we have to go. And lastly, Restored Vessels, Young Adults Overcoming Adversities. Those of you that have young adults or you know young people that are going through experiences with peer pressure, pregnancies, drug addictions, sexual abuse, I recommend Restored Vessels. You may visit my website at www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. I have my co-host with me, Shirley Carter. Shirley, you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everyone. I'm Shirley Carter.
I need a little more volume, please.
I'm also a motivational speaker and entrepreneur. I have a nonprofit organization called Against All Odds and an entertainment company called Phenomenal Entertainment.
Thank you so much. I have a special guest with me tonight. Her name is Cheryl Nix, and Cheryl Nix is an inspirational speaker, a poet, and a life coach. She's an author of, what is that book you have, Cheryl?
The book is called Fight for Your Dreams.
Fight for Your Dreams.
The Power of Never Giving Up.
I got distracted with your book because I have your CD, Poems for the Heart.
For the Heart, yes. And I also have a poetry book, Poems for the Heart with Steps to Grow By. So for those who like to read, there's a book. And for those who like to listen to music, there's a poetry CD.
Well, I especially like the CD because of the fact that I'm always on the go. And I often get books from speakers while I'm traveling, and people mail me books and ask me to read them, so I get overwhelmed with books. So thank you so much for creating a CD that I can have to travel along on my way. Now, Cheryl, we've known each other for a couple of years, and I have seen all the magnificent things that you've done, the accomplishments. And why don't you share with our listeners today steps that they can take into fulfilling their purpose and stepping into their greatness?
Well, first of all, let me say good evening to the listening audience. And Val, first I would like to give the audience a little glimpse into who Cheryl is. You know, I was
Absolutely.
born and raised here in New Orleans in the Big Easy. But life wasn't always easy for me in the Big Easy. And I'm the oldest of five children. By age 22, my mother had five children. And my neighborhood environment consisted of poverty and domestic violence and alcoholism, street fights, and street drugs. But you know, Val and Shirley, just because you're in your environment doesn't mean that your environment has to be in you. Okay, and about age 14, I started volunteering at the hospital on the children's ward, feeding babies and reading to children. And I saw nursing as my way out. And my dream was to become a registered nurse. But that journey wasn't filled with easiness either. You know, I faced a lot of rejection. I faced racism. I faced adversity. And I cried many a day and thought of giving up. But, and I talk about those experiences in my chapter in the Fight for Your Dream book.
Mm.
I had to fight for my dream. And a lot of times you will have to fight for your dream. But Zig Ziglar said, it's not what happens to you that determine how far you go in life, but it's how you handle what happens to you. So that's a little glimpse into my childhood and my life and who Cheryl is.
Okay, great. I talked about your poetry. I am a little distracted because I'm getting texts and emails because our theme tonight is Making Dreams Possible.
Yes.
And
yes.
One of the things that I know that you talk about sometime are the three D's, desire, determination, and destiny, equals destiny.
Yeah. Yes. You have to have desire. And desire means to long for something, to wish for something. But that there has to be a sense of urgency behind the desire to make your dreams happen.
Hmm.
Henry David Thoreau said, stop living like you have 1,000 years. But without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. Determination, the act of coming to a decision. You have to decide that you will take action. You have to decide what is it that you want to do. You have to decide that you are going to follow your dreams, accomplish your dreams. And you have to take action because a dream without action is just a hallucination. And that's a quote from Cheryl L. Nix. And you have to believe in yourself. The three most important words that you can say to yourself is, yes, I can. So desire, determination, a belief in yourself, and telling yourself that you can do it, all of these can lead you to your destiny.
Can you give some additional pointers of success steps that you use to catapult you to where you are? Because what a lot of individuals don't know that are joining for the first time is that you're a psychotherapist.
Yes. Some steps that I had to take in fulfilling my dreams.
Right.
Taking the first step, number one. First of all, getting clear about what it is you want to accomplish in life. You know, For many years, I was a nurse and had this desire to take care of people and to help people. And nursing has been good to me. I've been a nurse for many years, and it's been a great life. But there was this burning desire that I could do more. And one day I was listening to one of Les Brown's CDs, and he said, whatever it is that you would do for free, that is your passion. And I thought about that, and I had been talking to youth for many years and speaking, and it was something like, that's what I love to do. And, yes, I will speak for youth, to youth for free. I've been doing it for many years. And that kind of set me on my road to fulfilling my purpose and following my passion. And I started coaching with Mr. Les Brown and joined his Platinum Speaker Network to learn how to speak. And Mr. Brown taught me so much more about following my dream and the Platinum Speakers that are in the group, my Platinum brothers and sisters, with all of their help and feedback and coaching and the coaching from Dr. Julie and just the people I surrounded myself with and the people that Les brought before us helped to set me on my path to following my dreams and fulfilling my purpose and my passion. And that led me to my desire to complete the book I had been thinking about writing. But, you know, Val, there were several incidents that kind of put a spark under me because for many years I procrastinated, you know.
Mm.
I've always loved doing poetry. And I would do it sporadically for friends, for special occasions. And I always say in the back of my mind, one day I'm going to write a book. But I procrastinated about it. I put it off for years and years. And one day, just having a casual conversation with my mother, my parents have been displaced about an hour from New Orleans since Hurricane Katrina. So we talk mm-hmm. often. And my mother asked what I was up to. And I said, oh, I'm working on a poetry book. And she said, poetry? She said, you know, when I was a young girl, I also loved to read and write poetry. And I used to write poems all the time. I love reading and writing inspirational and gospel poems. And she told me that she even wrote a poem about herself called The Profile of a Woman.
Wow.
And I'm sitting there in amazement because my mother is 74 years old, and I never knew that about her. I never knew she wrote poetry and loved poetry. So that was a sign, you know, she was doing 50 years ago what I was thinking about doing and playing around with doing, writing this book and writing my book, and that was a sign that poetry was passed down to me in my DNA. And then I thought about how grand it would be for me to write this book and be able to hand it to my mother while she was still alive. And so I started my journey writing my poetry book. And then a couple of weeks later, I got up one morning. I was feeling great. I had a slight headache, but I was packing up some boxes that I was going to donate to this children's center. And I packed up the boxes, and I drove over to the center. And I came back home, and a couple of hours later, the headache was a little worse. I was like, oh, maybe it's just my sinuses. And I took an allergy pill. And a few hours later, the pain in my head became worse, and it went down to my neck and my back and my shoulders. And me being a nurse, I knew this was not an ordinary headache. So I packed the bag, took a shower, and I drove myself to the hospital. And they took all kinds of tests, did a CAT scan to make sure I didn't have a brain tumor, because by this time my headache was just horrible. And
did you say you packed your bag? You knew they were going to keep
you?
Yes,
I packed my bag myself. Yes, took a shower and drove myself to the hospital. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So to make a long story short, I knew I had symptoms of meningitis, and the doctors also suspected that. But, you know, they told me the only way they could know for sure was to do a spinal tap. And I was like, Wait. I have to think about it. I have to think about that. Yeah, I'm a nurse. I don't mind giving shots, but taking needles, and no, that's not me. I'm a chicken when it comes to that. So anyways, I finally consented to them doing the spinal tap. And a couple of hours later, I'm laying on this stretcher in the emergency room, and my doctor stands over me, and he says, Cheryl, you have meningitis. And at that time, I thought about the possibility of brain damage or death. And I thought about my 44-year-old brother who had contracted meningitis in 2003 and laid in a coma for 2 weeks, and I had to make a decision to take him off of life support. But I thought even harder about the books I hadn't written. I thought about the children I hadn't reached and the youth center I hadn't built. I thought about this little girl at the youth camp where I was speaking one day, and I asked the children, I said, what do you need from us, the adults in your life? And this little girl, about 9 years old, raised her hand and said, I want you to protect us. And I thought, if I die tonight, I haven't fulfilled my purpose. So there is a sense of urgency. Tomorrow isn't promised to any of us. I was well, feeling great one day, and the next day I'm laying in the emergency room sick with a headache that morphine couldn't touch. They were giving me morphine IV, and the doctor came back and checked on me and said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is your headache? I said, 11. Just to show you how fast your life can change in an instant. Just yesterday was the 6th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. And that's another example. You know, for 40 years, we would pack our little suitcase with a change of clothes and put our little important papers and leave the city. And, you know, for 40 years, you know, 2 or 3 days later, we were back home. And we did the same thing, you know, for Hurricane Katrina, thinking we would all be back home in 3 days. But lo and behold, everybody knows what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, New Orleans basically was washed away, and life as we knew it was washed away overnight. So you have to have a sense of urgency. Tomorrow isn't promised to you. You have to have a sense of urgency when it comes to making your dreams happen.
One of the things you talked about when you first said in making your dreams happen is that you invested in yourself. And that's what a lot of people don't want to do. You know, people pay for what they want and beg for what they need. I had posted that on Facebook a few weeks ago because I was so discouraged that people that will talk to you and drain you and want information, but then when you tell them that a cost is attached to the information, they won't spend the money that will empower them and take them to the next level. But if you tell them, I'm going on a vacation, talking about a vacation or going to buy an outfit for an event, they'll drop $3,000, $4,000, even $1,000 doing it without a thought attaching. It's just for something for a moment when you need to invest in yourself that'll take you to the next level for a lifetime.
Yes,
so I applaud you for recognizing the fact that you needed some help.
Yes, I needed some help, and I continue to need help. You know, every day we can learn something new. And what you were just saying about people not wanting to pay for, you know, they want to drain you. I had one of my Fight for Your Dream books at work, and I was showing it to one of the doctors, and he skimmed through, and he said, oh, it looks good, great. When I come back from lunch, I'm going to read your chapter. I said, no, when you come back from lunch, you can buy one of my books.
Yes.
You know, they want to sit and read your chapter and hand you the book back, or they want to read my poetry book and just hand it back. No, a lot of work went into creating these products, you know, and even though, yes, we all want to make money from selling our products, but we also, my books are created to help people to change lives also. And there's a lot of, I give a lot of steps in my poetry book for personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, people will invest in, I guess it depends on their priorities. You know, whatever their priorities are, that's where they're going to invest their money. And they don't realize the importance that the number one thing you should invest in person is yourself.
Absolutely. And you have to have a passion for what it is that you want to do, because if you're not passionate about it, when the wind comes, you'll buckle up and say, oh, I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to go ahead and get a 9-to-5, or, oh, I guess I'll just go and do this, something that's easy, because they're not passionate enough to keep fighting, not realizing that passion is going to lead to their purpose. I was talking to Dr. Carlos Malone that was at the retreat in Orlando a couple weeks ago, and he has the book, The Road to Purpose. And he said, Valerie, he says, your passion will not always feed you. And I said, you know, he told the truth about that. You know, your passion won't always feed you. But, you know, the rewards, the end results wind up sometimes even being far greater than tangible. But we have to decide how far we want to go in that being passionate and being purposeful. Just like you said, a lot of times we're passionate wanting to help and sow into the lives of individuals. And what they do is they take advantage of our passion, the compassion that we have, and say, well, you know, why don't you allow me to do this, not realizing that it's going to take away from the true blessing that they would receive had they invested in themselves.
Yes. Shirley, you can jump in anytime.
Yes, I said Cheryl. I mean, you're talking about so many different points in a person's life and understanding that what that passion can lead to. And to hear your story, you know, I heard your story in Orlando, and then to hear your story again about how you really just reached down inside of you and discovered your passion. You know, Val, we did a show about how you discover your passion. And what you presented tonight is how important it is to know what your passion is. That is so much a part of our lives. That people can't, you know, you need that to function, really, to function properly, is to, you know, connect with your passion. And then, you know, with you having that connection already from birth, that's how I looked at it. It was in you from birth, with your mother, you know, and then you say, I'm listening to your mom is 70 years old and you're just finding this out, that that was a part of your heritage as well. It was something that was passed on to you from another generation. And that's, I mean, that alone is just like, it's mind-blowing. And you never knew where your passion came from, but you was born with that passion. It was passed on to you, is what I wanted to say about it. I mean, that there, I was just like, wow. I'm just sitting here in awe.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to go back to the desire, Cheryl. You ask questions. You had a desire, and you had to ask questions that pertain to that desire. And what you did was you supplied for the demand.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people don't do. They, you know, because they see a Burger King and a McDonald's on the corner and they may want to open a Wendy's, they'll refuse to, they'll get scared and chicken out and won't open that Wendy's because they saw there's already two hamburger joints. But there's people that have an appetite for, what's his name, Tom's, his daughter Wendy. They have they have a desire for that Wendy burger. So if you supply for the demand, that is part of your purpose, which is your destiny. So don't make light of those giftings and the things that God has given you.
Yes. And you know, Val, we all come to the planet bearing gifts. All of us have a gift, more than one gift inside of us. And people always ask me, well, how do you find that passion? How do you find it? And I always just use the example, the quote from Les, whatever it is that you would do for free, that is your passion. So I tell people to think about something you love doing, and you would do it even if you didn't get paid. That's how you start to find and focus in on your passion.
Well, the next thing you talked about was determination. Now, I'm sure you had a lot of obstacles that you came up against when you in the process of fighting for your dreams. You knew you wanted to write a book. You knew you had a desire to write poetry. What were some of the things that you went through and that you overcame, the obstacles that you overcame?
Well, I won't give away my whole chapter, but I, as I mentioned earlier, the journey to becoming a registered nurse, there were many obstacles. Most of them were human. I faced rejection. I faced adversity. I faced racism. And I'll just read a short excerpt from my chapter. It says,
a short excerpt, because we want them to buy the book.
Yes.
And then I want
you to
elaborate
on the
rejection.
It's very short.
Okay.
In class, I felt invisible. Many days and nights I cried and thought about giving up. But I suppressed my feelings and kept going because my dream was bigger than the human obstacles. So I talk about a lot of that in my chapter, overcoming adversity on the road to your dreams.
Do you want to elaborate on some of the obstacles, or would that be given away in the chapter?
Yeah, that's given. That would be given away a lot.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, those that are listening, you have to buy the book, Fight for Your Dreams, if you want to get the meat of the message. How can they get that, Cheryl?
My book can be purchased from my website. It's www.CherylNixEnterprises.com, and that's Cheryl with a C, H-E-R-Y-L, Nix, N as in Nancy, I-C-K-S, Enterprises.com.
I'm so glad you spelled Nix out, because I've been butchering your name for a long time.
Yes, you and probably 90% of the world. Nobody spells it right.
I think every time I've seen you, I've spelled your name differently.
Yes,
and
yes,
you never
yes,
said
you
anything,
yes.
though. But since you're an author and a poet, now you have to make sure we get it right.
You know, for so many years, I've corrected people. It's to the point where I've basically just given up now. Yes. But also, my passion didn't just stop, you know, with my books, you know, about my passion for our youth
mm-hmm.
and speaking to our youth. Yes, I've been doing that for many years, and I will speak to youth anywhere because I feel that they are in crisis and they want to talk. They want to hear from us. It is amazing when you just give them a little bit of attention, how they will open up to you, because they are hungry for information. They are hungry for attention. Yeah.
Well, a lot of times, young people they were told you be seen and not heard. So that kind of put a damper on that, where they stop communicating, even when it comes to abuses that they're suffering. Because they were told to shut up and be quiet, they don't want to talk about it. So it's a very delicate situation. I was at a woman's conference last night, and I was really, really blown away by the speaker's testimony, because she talked about how her father, who was a pastor, had molested her since the age of 6.
Mm.
And not only did he molest her, but, when she told her mother about it, he dared the mother to say anything or report him, or he will have them killed. And she said for years they lived under fear. But one of the things that she said, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is because you talked about the children and the things that they won't communicate and won't say, is that she talked about the guilt that she felt because her father stayed in her life until she was in her early 20s when she was able to break away. But she said her whole childhood, her father used her as a pawn to get her cousins and her friends over to the house, and he would rape them.
Mm.
And then the kicker was the woman that the father was having an affair with. Sounds like a soap opera. I was just there with my mouth open. The woman that the father was having an affair with, because when he wasn't sleeping with the speaker that gave her testimony last night, he was sleeping with this other woman. And this woman had a daughter. And he had been molesting this daughter since the age of 15, and he married the daughter of the woman that he was having an affair with. He married the daughter at the age of 19.
Mm.
And there's a lot of things that we as an adult allow to go on with our children, and we forbid them to open their mouth or say anything, because at that point, we're embarrassed that we allowed it to go on in the first place.
Yes, Val, you are so right. And I think about that little 9-year-old girl who raised her hand and said, we want you all to protect us. That was so profound. And, you know, I can picture that little girl's face all of the time. Yes, we have to protect our children. You know, I've been to Africa, North, South, and East Africa, and we spent some time with the Maasai people. And the Maasai people have a saying when they greet each other, the men in the village, when they greet each other, they have a saying that says, it's Kisarian in Gara, and it means, and how are the children?
Hmm.
And the response from the other man is usually, the children are well. Because the Maasai understand when the children in the village are well, all is well, and the village is well. And I think about that all the time. How can we adopt that mentality here with our children when we can come to a point where we can say, and the children are well, when we greet each other?
There's so many broken vessels walking around, little children that have become adults. And she, the speaker began to continue to say how she had gotten married, and she never told her husband about what went on in her life, and it came out during the marriage. And she said she found herself, you know, they were married and things were going on. Then one day she woke up and everything came to her forehead because of the secrets in my book, Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future. I wrote that book and I had a collaboration of different authors because we all have so many stories to tell. There's so many secrets that are going around in our lives, and at some point they will manifest themselves, and how they manifest themselves is, you know, going to determine the outcome of whether you live or die, because sometimes when you come in reality and face-to-face with your past, it's so traumatic to, you know, you don't want to live anymore because the guilt and the overwhelming embarrassment of it all, you know, you just want to silence the pain. But I'm reminded that God's word said only the Lord God can heal the wounded heart and a broken spirit. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't get that word. They don't know that there is a healer in the land that can, you know, help you move forward. And there are therapists like yourself that can help walk you through to pull back the layers to say, and I'm sure a lot of your poetry is from things that you've experienced, your life experiences, and that's what got you writing.
Yes, yes. Yeah, writing is cathartic, and when I sit down and write a poem, I can just feel my energy and my emotions shifting, and it's an uplifting, good feeling just to write and to get my words on paper and to get it out of my system. But also always with the thought that these words can change somebody else's life. These words can help someone else overcome something. And that's the perspective I write from, poems with a message.
And, you know, a lot of us are closet writers, too, because there are things in Unveiling Secrets from the Heart. They were my actual stories. I actually lived them. And I talked about some of the instances third party because even then in writing, they were hard to write. And I still, even after the book, had to deal and come face to face with the secrets.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, through that determination, your deeds that you desire to move and shift to another level, desire to want more, and the determination to overcome every obstacle, every situation, regardless of what it may be. And, you know, I often talk about don't allowing anyone to take your power away, because we do it all the time because of fear, because of anxiety, because we don't want to be found out. We allow people to take dominion over our thoughts and our inner being. But through determination, we can overcome and walk into our destiny.
Yes, yes. And remember, I would like people to remember that, you know, you're talking about the secrets and the pain and how people don't want to talk about it. And, you know, a lot of people tell you, just forget about it. Don't talk about it. It's over.
Right.
And so, you know, we bury these feelings, but what we don't realize is that we're burying them alive.
Yes.
And they will erupt eventually.
Yes, they will. I have someone who has their hand up. Their last four digits of their phone number is 5457. Caller, do you have a question or comment for Cheryl Nix?
Hey, Cheryl, this is Eric.
Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I am great. What a great surprise. May I announce who you are?
Absolutely.
Eric is my financial advisor for 10 years who has been getting my finances in order. Eric Height, great man.
Hello, Eric. Thank you so much.
Hey, how are you?
I am well. Did you have a question or comment for Cheryl?
Well, all I can say is Cheryl is an inspiration for all of us. It has been a pleasure to have worked with Cheryl for the last 10 years, and hopefully we'll have at least 20 more. Huh, Cheryl?
Yes, yes. Yes, he's trying to get me to be that millionaire status. We're working on it.
we're working very hard, and I'm just blessed to be able to work with someone like Cheryl, and she's just a fantastic person, and I'm so happy every time she comes into the office. So she's just
wonderful.
Thank
you so
much, Eric. Well, I do appreciate you calling in and validating that she is the message that she brings.
Well,
yes,
she is an inspiration for all of us, and I mean, she does. She brings light into the office every time she walks in, and she is just a joy. So I'm so privileged to have been a part of her life for 10 years.
Thank you.
Thank
so
you
much,
once
Eric.
Again.
Yeah.
So Cheryl, you have a great evening, okay? And I'll see you again soon.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Do we have any other questions or comments for Cheryl Nix, poet, speaker, and life coach?
I have a question for you, Cheryl. On your poetry, when I looked at your book, you have in there not only your poems, but you have like a page for that's blank, and you explained to me that page is for someone to, after reading it, to reflect and give their thoughts and put their thoughts down and how did it move them, how did it touch them. Can you elaborate a little on that for our listening audience?
I would just like people to read the book and write down whatever experience they had, you know, if a poem touched them in a certain way or if it helped to give them a different perspective on life or in life or if it changed them in some way, because that's what the purpose of this book is for, personal growth also. It's for inspiration, but also I want to help people to change their lives.
Mm.
And that's what I was talking about. You know, that's what I love about her. She's beyond just a poet. A motivational speaker. She really cares about us making sure that our lives are inspired by her work. And Cheryl, I think that's awesome to have that vision to do something like that, because I've read other poetry books and things, and this is the first that I've experienced where the author, you, has pulled your audience, your list, you know, your readers into it. That you may, it's like making it our own, giving us an opportunity to reflect on our own lives, to make ourselves better. And that's awesome. It really is. And
thank you,
Sarah.
Thank you so much
for that vision. Yes.
And thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, I have
Another caller with the last digits, 9106. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. This is Star Babatoon.
Star Babatoon. How are you?
I'm outstanding. Good to hear you ladies on the line tonight.
Great deal. Do you have a question or comment for my dear friend Cheryl Nick?
I do have a comment for Cheryl, and the comment starts with the word wow. I am so impressed with all that you are doing and the impact that you're making. I do remember meeting you when you first became a platinum speaker, and you're wanting to be an impact, and I guess a little bit of the timidity that was there, but you are making, you're doing exactly what you wanted to do. You're making an impact, and I love what you're doing with your book and what you're doing with the youth. That is my comment. My question, I got on the call a little bit late, has to do with your coaching. What kind of coaching is it that you do? Did you cover that already?
No, I didn't. Personal life coaching, helping people to line up their life strategies.
Yeah, because you know
it's kind
of
overlaps. But it kind of overlaps with most of what I do is more therapy. So it overlaps with therapy and coaching combination.
I see. Well, where can I find out more about that other than chatting with you?
My website, I'm trying to see. You can, my website.
A one-on-one?
Yes. I was trying to think of my phone number. You can get my phone number from my website, CherylNixEnterprises.com.
Excellent. That's all I have. I think
you're
doing a great job, and I'm glad to know you, Cheryl. Number
thank
one,
you,
that's
Star, and thank you. Yes, and you're coming right up the ranks, right behind me. You're trying to catch me. I see that.
You know, that is a wonderful thing. And you know, as it goes to the life coaching, Cheryl, the thing is, life coaching is so very important for individuals because sometimes you get so overwhelmed and so wrapped up till you get distracted in what your objective is in life. So that's where that coaching comes in, handy for individuals that need to find a center, need to know where to begin, because a lot of times we're all over the place, bouncing up against the wall because we have a desire for this, and then we think our passion is this, and then we shift in. But there's really one true purpose for our life, which is that divine purpose that is actually where we want to go in life. But a lot of times that destructive lifestyle we lead, and because of ghosts from the past, we get lost and off track. So I thank you for your work that you're doing as a life coach. And also, what made you go into the field of therapist, being a psych therapist? Because that transcends in a lot of different areas. I know sometimes I call on you when we're dealing with relationships.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was in my second marriage. We were having some issues, and we weren't getting anywhere. So I told my husband at the time, we needed to talk to somebody. You know, we aren't getting anywhere. We need to go see a therapist. So. And I told him to find a therapist, and I would go. And he opened the phone book to this therapist, Ann Teachworth, and we started seeing Ann Teachworth. And the marriage ended, but I found Cheryl. I found myself. And it was something I enjoyed doing, and I said, I can do this. I can help other people who have going through the same things, you know, who are going through issues in their marriage. And that's what sparked me. And when I started working with Ann, she told me later that I was so hypervigilant that she really didn't want to work with me. I just was, you know, rah, every time I went into the office. And, you know, she gave me a chance, and now she has helped me so much. She's also part of the reason why I am the person I am today, the personal growth that I have attained to this day. And she now calls me her adopted black daughter, because Ann is white, and she calls me her daughter, her black daughter. So I love Ann to death, and she has also been instrumental in me changing my life.
So you're confirming that sometimes our mess becomes our message?
Yes. Yes.
I have another caller, 1752. 1752, you're live. Okay, I guess 1752, did you have another question? Okay, I have another caller holding, ending in 3922. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am. That's Valerie?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Valerie, it's T. Wayne Gatewood. How are you?
T. Wayne, how are you?
I'm great. Over here in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. Good deal.
I was over here in Columbus, Ohio. Your message popped up. I said, I got to get on there tonight. And I missed you a couple times when I was busy doing some things. So I wanted to get on. Really enjoyed your call. I actually heard Cheryl speak. I think she spoke on our platinum call. Cheryl?
Yes. Hey. How are you?
She's still there? Yeah, I think
yes.
I heard
yes,
you
I'm
speak
here.
And tell your
yeah.
story on the.
Yes,
can, yeah, was,
yes
you know,
I'm here.
It was real nice to hear. Yeah, it was real good. I'm going to make sure. I've got a couple of daughters. I'm going to make sure they get on your call. They get on your call. I've been on it before, Valerie.
Yeah.
I've been on here before, and I missed it, but then when that number, when you're able to send out that message, that's real helpful. So I'm going to make sure they get on your call. I'm going to send that over to them. But I'll make sure I'm on there, too. I really enjoyed it tonight.
Well, I
appreciate like
it so much.
Yeah. Thank
it
you.
It sounded like
Wayne.
Cheryl was getting, yeah, it sounded like Cheryl's getting things done. I'm actually over here in my workshop building something while I'm listening to you.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Now,
well, anyway,
Wayne, did you have a question, a comment? Did you have a question for her?
I don't think I really have any questions.
Okay, you just, wanted to encourage
I
her.
I think I was really, yeah. I really like to hear people that are getting things done. I get excited about that. You know, a lot of people do a lot of talk, and sounds like she's getting it
yes.
done. So. Yep.
Well, you know,
okay,
that's one of my pet peeves. I don't like people that be talking about stuff and then a year later, 2 years, 3 years later, they still haven't got it done. I always say, don't even talk about it anymore. Show me.
Yeah.
So,
that's right.
And also, T-Wade, you know, so that you know, anytime you miss any of the shows, you can refer people and you can also replay by going to blogtalkradio.com/soultopics. All you got to remember is Soul Topics, because I'm Hot Topics from the Soul.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Thank yep. you, T-Wade.
Take care. Have a good evening. All right. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yes, Cheryl, you have been very active the last year or year and a half. You decided to go ahead and get things done and moving forward, but, you know, I was really excited when I saw your strategy, your formula, when I'm referring back to the desire plus determination. You know, that's a heavy weight. That's a, you know, a big thing that you're speaking about doing, because they are small words, but it carry a lot of weight with it because of the oppositions that individuals have to go through in order to get to that. And because so many people have no idea what their destiny is. So many people are stuck in life because they have no idea about the why they exist.
Yeah.
Is that some of the things that you cover when you are talking to them as a coach? And then from there, I'd like you to transition in, if you would, to give us one of your poetry excerpts.
Okay. Yes, I talk to people about that because, like Jim Rohn says, when you know what you want and you want it badly enough, you will find a way to get it. So just focusing on what you want. You have to have that desire, determination. Take action, and it will lead you to your destiny.
And one thing I want to throw in there is sometimes you have to wait on the manifestation, but in that waiting, know that delays are not denials. It just means you need to put in more work to perfect it, so that you can be able to manifest to that point, which is your ultimate goal, your ultimate divine purpose in life. Delays are not denials, because we spend so much time trying to figure out how we're going to make things happen. How am I going to patch this together? I can't see how I'm going to get the finances to accomplish this. And we spend all that lost thought trying to figure it out instead of taking action steps. Like what you did, you took action. You said, okay, I don't understand how to do this. I don't know which way to go. But what I am going to do is then tap into somebody who's already done it. So I'm going to invest in myself and learn from somebody who's already done it. And once I've learned and mastered that, then I can adapt it and make it my own and move to the next level.
Yes, yes. Okay, Val, so since we're talking about fighting for your dreams and obtaining dreams, I wrote a poem, and I use my last name, Nix, because I like using acronyms sometimes.
Okay.
This poem says, N, never give up on your dreams and your goals, though many a day you will be faced with insurmountable toes. Keep the big picture in front of your eyes. It will be worth the heartache and cries. I, inspire. Inspire others with your fortitude. If you can do it, so can others too. If you change the life of just one, just know that your job is done. C, choose a different path if the one you're on leads nowhere. Even though the new one at times may be hard to bear, put one foot in front of the other. Don't just be. The choices that you make create your destiny. Kiss. Kiss yourself every day, for goodness sake, and praise yourself for every tiny step that you make. Constantly be your own cheerleader. Each goal that you reach will be that much sweeter. And S, serve others in all that you do. What you give always comes back to you. Set an intention right from the start that whatever you do, it's done in love and from the heart. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Cheryl Nix, for being my guest on tonight. Those of you that caught the tail end and didn't get in on time, you can always replay the show and pass it along to someone and let them know that you heard this great speaker, Cheryl Nix, who is an author, a speaker, a life coach, a poet, and she has a CD. And the poems that she reads on the CD has a nice little melody to it. So if you're stressed out and going through situations, you can pop in Poems for the Heart, because it will soothe your heart and spirit. And as final closing, I want to say to those of you that are listening, never give up on your dreams. Don't quit. You have the power to make it possible. And don't allow anybody's opinion of you dictate your reality, because your reality isn't all there is to you. And don't get angry if they don't buy into your dream. You have to remember, it is your dream. It's not theirs, it's yours. So whatever they're saying, whatever they're doing, they're distractions. So you're the one that has to put into the work, invest in yourself, feed that passion so that you could go on to the next level. And I invite you to visit my website, www.fromthesoulofawoman.com, www.fromthesoulofawoman.com, and peruse through the pages. And also select one of the books, and if you don't have a desire or need for any of the Soul of a Woman collections, buy it and give it to someone. It will bless their soul. Shirley, you have any closing comments?
I just want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. And, you know, please take at heart that your passion is what moves you, motivates you, and as Cheryl said, it's something you would do without getting paid for. It is so important that we reconnect with God and find our passion. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Thank you. And don't forget to visit Cheryl Nix's website, CherylNixEnterprises.com. And her email is on there once you visit the website, and her phone number if you'd like to talk to her. And remember that you have the abilities to make your dreams manifest. Good
and
night.
Val,
and have
Val,
yes.
Valerie,
yes.
I also didn't give my website to my nonprofit. I've taken action step also to creating my youth center, and it's www.nixfoundation.org. Nixfoundation.org. And people
all
can go
right
to that website and read about my upcoming youth center. Thank you.
Okay. I'm talking about making dreams happen, making the impossible possible. Wow, I'm excited. That's
thank
what I'm
you
talking about.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
And thank
you all
everyone
have a
for listening.
Weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank
good night
you. Good night.